With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The Biden administration says large tech companies will offer free and discounted cybersecurity services to small and rural hospitals. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports cyber attacks aren't just a threat to patient privacy, but can put lives at risk.
Just like the rest of us, hospitals are becoming more connected. Everything from MRI machines to heart rate monitors are linked to the internet. The latest equipment improves patient care, but connection comes with a risk.
If you can't afford to protect it, you can't afford to connect it.
Bo Woods is a cybersecurity expert and founder of Stratego's Security. Woods says investing in the latest cybersecurity tools is more important than ever for hospitals, big and small. They've become prime targets because of valuable patient data that can be sold or held for ransom. Federal reports and studies show cyber attacks slow doctors' ability to treat patients and can even force hospitals to send patients elsewhere for treatment, delaying care, and putting patients' lives at risk. Federal officials say cyber attacks against healthcare facilities over doubled between 2022 and 2023. But properly protecting against a cyber attack can be especially hard for smaller hospitals, says CEO of the Montana Hospital Association, Bob Olson.
For a couple of reasons. One, it is expensive. And to find IT professionals, they have the same kinds of problems of recruiting people to be in the more rural communities.
Experts say many high-end cybersecurity tools are mostly marketed to larger hospital systems and cost at least six figures. That's why the White House's announcement earlier this month is a big deal. Google and Microsoft will offer 1 year of free security assessments and heavy discounts on their cybersecurity tools for small hospitals. CEO of the National Rural Health Association, Alan Morgan, helped broker the deal. While these services are temporary, he thinks they will help.
You're never going to get a level playing field here, but we've got to be able to do at least a bottom tier level of protection to try to keep our community safe.
Cybersecurity experts agree that this offer is a step in the right direction. But without support in the future, small hospitals could again struggle to pay for adequate cyber defenses. Experts like Amy Stepanovich with the Future Privacy Forum would also like to see federal money help hospitals respond to attacks and recover. She says cyber attacks will continue to happen.
Folks who are in the cybersecurity industry frequently say they have to be perfect all the time. The fence has to be complete. All the attacker needs is to find the one hole.
Small hospitals have increasingly become targets. Logan Health in Kalispell had multiple data breaches, with one leading to a legal settlement. St. Vincent in Billings and St. Patrick in Missoula have also experienced data breaches. A hospital in Gillette, Wyoming, diverted patients in 2019 during a cyber attack because it couldn't properly treat them. Again, Bo Woods.
And if you're going to a hospital that's been hit by ransomware and you get diverted to another one that's an hour away, then you lose all the advantages that you have of the modern healthcare system.
Woods says doctors need to be prepared for cyber attacks. He runs simulations for providers through CyberMed Summit, a nonprofit focused on cybersecurity in the healthcare industry. George Washington University medical resident Arman Hussein went through a recent simulation. He treated patients having a stroke and a heart attack.
And in both of those scenarios, our ability to use the computer and actually some of our ability to use the like vitals monitoring software and computers, all of that kind of went away in the middle of the simulation.
He says there are many workarounds for those problems, like manually getting vitals. But other things can slow to a crawl. Getting crucial medications or lab results can be hard if that's all done through a computer system that's shut down. Not knowing a patient's allergies or seeing their digital medical files can also be a problem.
I don't know how I'm going to get my medication because I can't do this, or I can't look up this patient's old record because of this. And putting yourself in that scenario is going to bring forth like all of these different logistical questions that you would have never thought of.
He says every hospital should provide this training and create plans for when an attack happens so patients can get the life-saving care they need. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
This is MTPR.